Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio.
Hey, you listening, welcome to another episode of Cashflow Positive. My name is Kenny, and I'm going to be talking about my easiest deal finding strategy that you can literally, if you're listening to this in the car, be sure to park your car after this and hop on Zillow and apply yourself. And if you're on your phone and you're listening to this, you can do this while I'm talking and in any market that you're interested in investing in. And I'm telling you, it's been the hands down most reliable and successful way that I find deals, and it might sound surprising. So be sure to listen to the whole episode, okay? Not that you were just going to bug out halfway through, right? So there are correlations in the data to successful properties that make a certain amount of revenue depending on the market, all right? Meaning like, if you have certain attributes of a property, it has a high correlation to being successful and doing very well. And when I say very well, we're talking, and it depends on the market, so cut me a little slack on that. But you know, normally when I'm looking for deals and opportunities, like whether it's for myself or for my higher end clients, I'm looking for deals that are going to gross at least $200,000. So what attributes does a property need to have in order to have that potential to gross at least $200,000 or more? Because that's where the real money is, right? I did an episode a few weeks ago. We had some issues with it, so we had to re-release it again on properties that gross over $500,000, and we talked about this. But I want to share with you a few different ways that I personally have found deals specifically at the 200 plus range. And the ones that do $500,000, $300,000, $400,000, they all have this one or two things in common that allow you to have that potential to hit those kinds of targets, okay? So the first thing that I want to discuss with you is understanding the moat, the principle of the moat. I was going through, I know I've mentioned this a couple of times, and for those of you who follow me and watch my other stuff or come to my free workshops, which I'm hosting one soon, November 14th, I talk about this concept of the moat, right? A moat is something that separates you from everybody else. There's a lot of market saturation going on, not just market saturation, but property saturation too. Meaning like everybody's got a 3-bedroom on Airbnb or a 2-bedroom, and everybody's got, you know, a hot tub now, the barrel sauna is becoming normal, you know, all these like basic things. I mean, it's crazy to say basic, but it's just game rooms that are all lit up and just really, really cool stuff. Everybody's got that. Okay. So what really separates you from everybody else? And not only just separates you from everybody else, but something that insulates you from further competition, meaning that somebody can't just come along and replicate it and hope that they're going to do the same amount of revenue. It's just not going to be possible. Somebody can't literally build the same property next to you and replicate the exact same things that you have and expect the same results. What types of properties can give us that? Those are the ones with moats. That's what you're looking for when you're doing your deal finding, is you're looking for a property that has a specific moat. And I'm going to talk about an example of a moat. But here's the thing that people get really, really confused about with moats, is they think that I need one big thing that's going to separate me from everybody else. But that's not true. You need at least 2 to 3 big things that separate you from everybody else, okay? So what are some examples of, first, let's talk about examples of things that can separate you from everybody else. So there are 4 major moat categories that I like to look at when I'm analyzing a market to identify what drives revenue, okay? And then to find essentially moats or properties that have potential. So number one, location. This is probably the biggest type of moat that you can have in really, you know, almost any market, right? 90% of markets are locationally based. So think like a beach market, being on the beach versus off the beach, right? On the beach is more desirable. Duh. Okay. Think, you know, city markets, being downtown is better than being not downtown, right? Where all the action is. So location can be a type of moat, right? Like they're not building any properties closer to that particular location than where your property's at. Like, that is a moat, right? It's like an essentially like an island. Okay, well, there's other types of moats too besides location. There's a quality of the property. Okay, and I like to, this one's kind of broad. I like to think of interior, exterior quality, maybe property type. Like, the type of property you have can be really, really important. I think in the Smoky Mountains, for example, you know, we know that log cabins do better than like vinyl sided or, you know, other boring types of normal looking houses. And they just, because that's what people want and expect there. It's a type, okay, I'm going to be careful with that example because it's not really a moat in the Smokies. So don't go think, oh, I'll just buy any log cabin in the Smokies and expect it to cash flow, because it probably won't. I love the Smokies market and the longevity of it, but I don't like it as a cash flowing market. And the reason why is the moats are really hard to find there. Everybody has views. Everybody has a log cabin. Everybody's property is already updated, you know, that's performing really well. For the numbers that you want to do, that's really important. Everybody has, now they have the indoor pool, their property's luxury, all this stuff. There is literally no moat that your property can offer most of the time in the Smokies. It's going to be hard to find one. There's a very, very few that have this like unique difference nowadays, because everybody's replicating each other and copying each other, right? So finding properties in markets that have that moat, whether it's location, quality, next is design and decor. And I want to put a little caveat on that one. Design and decor cannot be your only moat. I see that people talk about that all the time, like, and it's not what I just said, but they go, in order to make more money, you need to elevate your design decor. It's very easy to overspend on design decor, and most people do for the return, but people will replicate that, and there's diminishing returns for every dollar you invest into your property. Okay, so at a certain point, you hit a peak. And there's not a whole lot more you can do to really increase the revenue of that property. But more importantly, design and decor can easily be replicated. And let's take a market like Orlando, where they're building literally subdivisions of short-term rentals at all the same amenities. Everybody's elevated the theming of it. It's got crazy arcade machines, and people are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars into design and decor. And the last one, last moat one's amenities, but we'll throw that into this discussion. And it's like those things can easily be replicated. So although they're very important, they're not the moat. Okay, so don't buy a property simply because you can elevate the design decor of it and outdo the competition. Because what's the competition inevitably going to do? What's the market in basic economics going to say? Hey, somebody figured it out. Everyone else is going to copy and follow. And it's going to reach an equilibrium, right? Okay, so the point of it is, always stack multiple moats. I talked about 2 to 3 on top of each other. So if you have a good location, okay, then add the design decor and the amenities, right? Boom, you've got a solid moat. Because over time, your moat can deteriorate. Over time, people will cut into your moat by replicating certain elements that you have that they have found that can be successful and they can replicate. But if you appropriately stacked multiple items in major moat very wide, it's going to be hard to encroach upon the potential revenue success that you're looking for. I'm hoping that every single listener here is looking to buy a property that's going to be in the top 1% in their market. Okay. And that will look differently market to market. And my point of teaching you how to cash flow positive and really find awesome, amazing deals is to find those unique properties that have that wild, incredible potential to do insane numbers that get you excited, that can change your life. Okay. I'm not in the business of buying doors. I'm in the business of buying quality of doors. And I need properties to cash flow at least 50,000, if not 75 to 100,000 for me to get excited about them. So what the heck kind of attributes do they have in order to do that? And what kind of money am I spending on this? I don't like to spend over $1 million on a property. Because I can't really afford that. Number two, it just doesn't make any sense. So like, you're just overspending on, you know, something where you can pull out a sizable amount of revenue. Now, I will say, like, give me a range of like 900 to 1.4. That's kind of the sweet spot for me personally, but teach his own. Okay. So, and you can definitely make more money. You can make a lot of money with a $2 million property, $3 million property, but that's just not the range that I'm currently playing in personally. So to each his own. All right, so we talked about the four different categories of the moats, and we talked about you're looking. So get this idea, Okay, the deal finding strategy is you're looking for a property that has potential. The number one issue that I see people who that are struggling to find deals with, I want you to burn this in your memory what I'm about to say, or write this down, pull over right now and write this down, right? No, I'm just kidding. But just remember this. When you're struggling to find deals, it's not that there's nothing that makes sense in the market. You lack vision to identify the moat. Okay, I'll say that again. So if you're struggling to find deals, it's not that there isn't anything in the market, unless you're like only looking in one market and it's very tiny and there's literally nothing for sale, then okay, yeah, then there's nothing on the market. But like if you're looking in multiple markets across the country and like I can't find anything, the reality is it's not that there isn't anything available, it's that you haven't or you don't have the vision to understand what would be successful in those markets. So in order to apply any deal strategy to be successful, you have to understand the markets. You have to understand what the revenue drivers are, those four categories, how important they are in a particular market in order to discover what the moat is. Okay. Now, I am going to tell you in a second specific property attributes that I look for across the country that hands down will lead you to finding deals a lot quicker and easier. Okay. That's really why you're listening to this, not all the other stuff I talked about, but you need to understand the other stuff because it's foundational. If you don't have a solid foundation, what the next, the actual, like do this in Zillow and do that, you're not going to find any success with it. Okay. And here's the crazy thing. The best deals that I have found have been ones that have been sitting on the market for many, many days. The one that we just closed on a couple of weeks ago in Kentucky that I'm going to be talking about a little bit more as we're going through that project was on the market for 154 days. We got an amazing deal on it, and it's an incredible property. Why the heck was it sitting on the market for 154 days? And the answer isn't that the property sucks or that we need to, you know, spend a whole lot of money on it or just making crap up or you know, making up numbers. I mean, it's a 9-bedroom property. It's almost 10,000 square feet. Okay. To break even on this property, we only need to gross $120,000 on a 9-bedroom property. That's very, very attainable just to break even. Okay. But I think this thing's going to do $250,000 to $300,000. And we got it for $1 million. So how did we find that? What did we do? What about that property stood out to us? And it's not necessarily just the property. It's the certain attributes about the property that stood out to us. And it's the vision. What can I turn this property into to make it a highly successful property that has a moat? But it has to have set physical attributes already, or characteristics already in place for me to elevate or bring it to a status. So it needs to have potential. The fact of the matter is, amazing deals are out there, like, for example, this one, aren't just going to be jumping up and down, waving their hands, screaming, buy me, pick me, I'm an amazing deal that's going to give you like a 50% cash on cash return or, you know, $100,000 in cash flow, which is what we're projecting, or $120,000 in cash flow is what we're actually projecting on this, $123,000 if you want to be precise and look at my pro forma for this one property. They're not going to be screaming, hey, I'm going to do that. They're going to be the ones sitting on the market for a while. Like literally, that's how it goes. They always sit on the market. There's not multiple bidding offers on them. And the reason why is because people lack the vision to be able to identify them and see that they have the potential because they haven't studied the market revenue drivers. If you don't know what works in Kentucky, you would have no idea why that property is a good property. If you don't know that people go to the Bourbon Trail to drink bourbon, okay, duh, right? Okay, that's a given. But if you don't know that, hey, that property is actually 10 minutes from one of the most popular, 10-minute drive from one of the most popular distilleries on the Bourbon Trail, Buffalo Trace. If you didn't know that, and then on top of that too, if you didn't realize that there are no 9-bedroom properties that have at least 6 or more bathrooms, this one has 7. So 7 bathrooms, or there's no 7 bedrooms that have 7 bathrooms, or 8 bedrooms that have 7, it's no 9 bedrooms or 10. It's literally a 9-bedroom with 7 bathrooms. There's no properties that have 7 bathrooms that are literally almost 10,000 square feet. Like if you don't know those things from just researching and understanding the market and understanding what works, and then on top of that too, it has a pool and a hot tub and a private pond. I mean, come on. You know, I know you're listening to this, like kicking yourself like, oh, like I gotta like, you know, and it's like they exist. They're out there. And I'm going to be completely frank with you guys. I miss them all the time too. I'm supposed to be the deal finder. I'm supposed to be the guy that's, no, oh, I got all the deals. People think I have deals in my back pocket. They're like, I'm ready to go. What you got for me? And I'm like, but that's the thing. I got to do the research. I got to take your situation and dive into where you want to invest, what you want to invest in, your budget, your goals, your preferences. But then it's understanding the markets first and what drives revenue with the moat. Okay. But here's why and what the episode, the strategy that I'm actually going to give you. Here it is. Okay. So I built up the pressure, hopefully. And these are the key attributes for properties that gross over $200,000. Now, this isn't all properties. This isn't, you know, guaranteed in every single market. Let's put all the disclaimers on it, okay? And this isn't necessarily, oh, it has to be exactly this or I won't get that revenue, okay? It's market dependent and property dependent, but this is the correlation. I have seen these key attributes. So number one, the property is 5 bedrooms or more, okay? So 5 bedrooms or more properties have a ton of potential to gross more than $200,000. And the reason why is because you can host large groups. It's a lot cheaper for them to stay in places like that together. And they pay a lot more money, believe it or not. It's kind of, you're like, oh, well, they pay more money. How is it cheaper? Because it's usually multiple families or a group of people, maybe couples or whatever, and they pay individually. And it's cheaper for them than actually a hotel room or a 2 or 3 bedroom place. So it makes sense. You know, when you can charge $2,000 a night instead of $500 a night for, you know, one family, you can get 3 families, you know, and boom, it works out. It makes sense for everybody. Okay. So 5 or more bedrooms that you can host, this is the next part, at least 16 or more people, okay? Large groups. That means, and this is the attribute I really want you to remember, that means you have to have space, all right? I'm tired of these like freaking Pocono property. I'm picking on Poconos right now. It's really bad there. There's like 5 bedrooms that are like 1,400 square feet. And they're like, oh, well, it can host 16 people. No, it doesn't, okay? And this leads me to the second point. If you're going to have and host that many people, you need to have at least 4 to 5 bathrooms, minimum. So a 5 bedroom with 4 to 5 bathrooms, that is at least 3,000 square feet or more. Okay. I'm literally telling you, like, you can go to Zillow and put in these filters today. Do that right now. You can park the car, pull it over and put those things in. If you're on a run, you can stop on your run and start putting those things in your own neighborhood. I don't care. So those are the attributes. Now, the property I talked about was almost 10,000 square feet. It's like 9 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms. But guys, the group size is huge. You want to shoot for that 16 or more people because you can do that. That's how you hit that 200 plus. That's how you hit the 300, the 400, even the 500,000. Okay. The crazy numbers, the space, think space, think square footage. Don't be buying anything less than 3,000 square feet if you can afford it. Now, for some of you who have lighter budgets, so when I say lighter budgets, think like maybe 500,000 or less. Okay, this isn't really doable, but I would strongly encourage you to find markets. There are a ton of markets out there where there are 5 bedroom properties, 4 bedroom, 5 bedroom properties that are $500,000 or less. Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, number one. Red River Gorge, number two. I mean, I could just go through the whole list here. We can do some markets in Arkansas and markets in Missouri and markets in the Northeast. I mean, there's a lot of places. Ohio, for example, too. So like, it's definitely doable. You just got to find the right markets, but it's all about space. That's one of the biggest moats. That's my easiest deal finding strategy is find properties that have space, space on the interior. And then second, space on the exterior, meaning you don't need to have like 30 acres of land. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you need to have a yard. You need to have space. People will pay for privacy, space, seclusion. Okay? There's moats right there. 3 moats right there. All right? So think about that as you're getting your figuring out what the moat is in a particular market. How can I find and look for properties that have that? Then you can look at the property. It needs to have potential, meaning it has those physical attributes, but it ain't turnkey ready to go. Okay. Which means you're not going to overpay for it. So using that deal strategy, you'll actually see a lot of properties up across the country in various vacation markets or emerging vacation markets that can have the high potential that you're looking for. All right. Now, we didn't talk about revenue potential and how to find those markets. I should do that in another episode. I think I might have talked about it in an earlier episode, but I'll do that in the future. And maybe I'll do that in the part two here. But that is my deal finding strategy. Look for space. Look for something that has seclusion. Bedroom count, bathroom count is very, very important. Square footage, 3,000 square feet or more. That's the secret sauce. That's what you're looking for. I just put myself out of business. I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding. I'll still find them faster than you, but that's okay. So with that being said, if you need help, just reach out to me because obviously I know the secrets and I'm pretty good at finding them. So good enough that I'm willing to tell you what they are and challenge you to compete with me to find them before I do. But if you do, I'm happy to take a look at it too, just to verify, to help you out for free. No questions asked. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. On the next episode, I'm going to do an actual solo episode for the first time ever, a part two, where I'm going to share some stories on some of these deals that I'm finding and some successes that I've had and potentially some failures too. And we can learn from that and understand how you can better find deals faster so you're not wasting your time. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I will see you on the next episode of Cashflow Positive.